Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Neil Leahy. Neil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are we getting on?
Good. How are you getting on? When were you due to be married?
I was due to be married the 19th of November, so about 2 weeks ago yesterday.
And why did you cancel? Postpone?
Well, we postponed because it was late October. We went into the level 5 lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And with the level 5, we were considering going ahead, but with a lot of people kind of last minute getting their hair done and getting the rest of their outfits, we kind of decided. And then we heard on the 19th that they were banning live music. And that was the first time we'd heard that for weddings. Now, they did turn around and they changed it from 6 people at a wedding to 25 at a wedding.
Okay.
But then they denied any hair, any makeup, and any live music. And we thought, with a wedding, it's not really a wedding without a bit of music. I mean, your first dance, father-daughter dance, that kind of stuff. So we thought, we'd heard, we get the virus down after 6 weeks, we follow lockdown rules, it'll be level 3.
Okay.
Level 3 back in September and October, there was just the guest restriction, the numbers, which we have come to terms with.
Okay.
We have followed all the guidelines from March that they've set out for weddings. And now to be entering level 3, and they've kind of eased restrictions for indoor dining and everything like that. And it's brilliant. I think that's great. But for weddings, they've completely overlooked it and nothing has changed.
Oh, nothing has changed. So what is level 3 in weddings? What are the
level 3
how many people?
25.
Okay.
And I can get over the people, that's fine. That, like, we've come to terms with that and we're happy to go ahead. But they have, from level 5 to level 3, changed nothing with the live dancing or music.
You can have
your photographer, but that was also allowed in level 5. I think the hair and makeup wasn't allowed in level 5, but they're letting you have that now, because salons are open. But for the wedding, like the wedding band industry as well, they're getting slammed. There's probably so many people. Our mm-hmm. band with the Bentley Boys, they're brilliant. I think they're trying to do everything, and they haven't played now since the last level 3 it was, back in September, October.
So you changed your plans in the belief that you were going, that the wedding would be at least on a pathway to normality.
Exactly.
If we get out of level 5. We're out of level 5 and you say you don't spot any difference.
No difference. No, it's still, we contacted our venue yesterday. They're not allowing any live music. You can still have your photographer, which was the exact same, still 25 guests, the exact same. Now, even in the church, you know, masses are up to 50, but weddings are still 25. Again, I can get over that. That's fine. It's just there's no change for having a band of music, and it doesn't really sit well or make sense to me that I could meet 5 other households in a restaurant in a closed setting with alcohol, but if I was to go to my wedding, 2 households alone, and myself and my bride, that's 12 people, that's half the wedding, that's 2 households. But we can't even get up and have our first dance with the same household.
And mixing at the wedding, what way are they going to do? You know the way people normally try and mix and get people to meet each other in different sides, and what way is it now?
At the moment, what our venue has done, we met with them and they said that tables have to be 1 household, and if it's not 1 household, then there has to be at a minimum a metre between each seat, which is, again, it's incredibly more stricter than it would be in restaurants and dining. And it's...
There'd be a lot of shouting going on. Either way,
I would like to have thought there'd be a lot of shouting, but we got they announced the easing on Friday, and then they kind of, Fáilte Ireland slipped in the wedding kind of restrictions there Wednesday night. And I haven't seen a thing on RTE, The Independent, The Irish Times. It's kind of getting overlooked, and that's why I'm trying to highlight it here today, because we now have 2 weeks. I feel extremely sorry for weddings that are happening now tomorrow and Friday, or today and Saturday, because I don't think there's anything going to change there. But we have 2 weeks, and I'm trying to, I've emailed all TDs that I can think of, and trying to get any sort of response. But, you know, I'm being told that they're going to raise issues.
When you say live music, Neil, what about a disco?
You see, from the level 5, they put in live music, and I heard of, you know, a DJ. But now they've also included loud music. into the stipulation. Now, it's on file to Ireland, and it says government advice.
Mm.
You know, so I know hotels are following that to the T, and there's some hotels who aren't, and they kind of say, look, it's advice, you can go ahead and have it. But there are, like, our venue for one are saying, this is the government rule. Okay. Now, like, it says advice, but I'm just trying to, from easing all the restrictions, and I think it's brilliant.
And would you be tempted, Neil, to postpone again?
There's so much money in deposits go into these things. Okay. Even when we had our venue in Meath, and then they said, you can't leave your county for a wedding, we had to look up for a backup venue.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So they're allowing you to do that now, but there's so much money in deposits. All the weddings that have been pushed next year is almost completely booked. The people have lost out on so much money. The rates are going up. We stand... and I would consider myself to be a well-off person. I stand to lose a ton of money.
Hmm. You reckon the cost of weddings next year is going to go through the roof?
100%. Because there's so many people that are pushing it out, and the money that has been lost this year alone, people need to start recuperating, and they will bump up their prices in 2021 and again in 2022.
And you mentioned the first dance. And had you got that prepped already, Neil?
This takes weeks and interaction with
months,
our months, and we have our band that have learned the first dance, and it's kind of like an upbeat dance. It would have been the first dance 13 years ago that we first kissed to. So it's in Wes, of all places.
Wes, for people outside Dublin Four, is a disco here in Dublin.
Yeah. A popular disco.
I've never been, but I sat outside it often enough waiting on my daughter to come out. But anyway, and my son. Tell us, you first kissed 13 years ago at the Wes Disco. Now, how long had you been going out with it at that stage? 4 years.
That was 30 now. So we started going out when we were 17. That was our first kiss. So the band have learned the first dance, like, for acoustically, to slow it down for us and obviously pick up through speed so everybody else could then join in like normal. But we can't do that now. Like, and it's supposed to be a full sit-down meal only. You know, these are people that we're going to see Christmas Day eight days later.
Yeah.
Because it's our family.
Okay.
Like, it's only the 25 guests we're allowed to have, and then bride and groom's the 27, and it's complete family.
And where's Kellyanne now?
She's sitting here beside me.
Oh, she's beside you?
She is, yeah. We both work at home at the moment.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So, I mean, if
we played the song now, could the two of you not get up and...
have a take?
Like
yeah, sure. Look, no one can see it, but you can take my word for it. That
in the car, I like... where we are.
Will you grab each other there, please, now?
Yeah.
And you can kiss at the exact same moment you kissed during this song by Hello Goodbye.
Oh, I don't know if I remember the exact
Kellyanne. I hope it's a big room they're in. How are you doing? Do you remember, Kellyanne, at what stage you actually, your lips met during this song? Talk to Joe.
No, not exactly.
How are you?
It was a long time coming anyway.
Okay. How are you, Kellyanne? Are you well?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good,
well,
bar
the stress of everything.
I know, but congratulations that you're getting married and the two of you found the love of your life in Wes, where love stories begin. And a few of them have ended there as well, as you know, as you may know, you may read about, Kelly. So, oh God, it's an awful mess, isn't it, for you, up and down, dates changing and what you can do and what you can't do, but...
Yeah, it's just been a nightmare. Like, takes the fun out of it.
Yeah. But you still have the crack.
Yeah, no, we will. It'll still be fine, but it's just frustrating. Like, we're following all the guidelines. Like Neil said, we changed our venue and they brought that rule in. Then they changed that rule. They just keep changing the rules.
They're running ahead of you all the time, every time.
Yeah.
You can't catch up.
I know, and I think that was the whole point of the levels was, you know, so you could plan and you could live with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just not working like that.
And Kellyanne, how did you decide, sorry to put it so bluntly, how did you decide who not to invite to the wedding? Do you follow me?
Yeah.
When the numbers went
down.
That was
really tough. we just decided to go purely family. Like, we're really, really close to our families.
Okay.
So, like, after, like Neil said, you take out the 12, like, the 12, which is our two immediate families, the partners of them.
Yeah.
We have my gran.
Yeah.
And then it was one auntie from each family.
How many people from outside the family are you left with each?
We're not having any.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, but hopefully now later on in 2021 you can...
We have really good friends that say they're going to stand outside the church and support us.
Okay. And what, squirt you with sanitizer?
Yeah, probably.
And would you... Now tell them, now, I'll tell them on your behalf, even though you'll disagree. To all the people that Neil and Kellyanne would have absolutely, totally, completely invited to the wedding on, first of all, on November 19th, and then on December 17th, on the week before Christmas Eve. To all of those people that we would have loved to have had at our wedding, like, if you've bought the present, don't be giving it back. Don't be giving it back. It'll come in handy. Neil, stay there, Kellyanne, because Neil mentioned fair play to wedding bands. And Cathal Molloy, I'll let Cathal Molloy in after this break.
Five.
Neil and Kellyanne met 13 years ago at the West Disco in Dublin. And they were due to get married on November 19th. Obviously, that changed. Then they said we'll put it back to the just a week before Christmas because we'll be able to invite more people and also hopefully have live music or at least disco music. But that's knocked on the head as well, which means that the first dance is knocked on the head for everything. But they're still in good stead. And in fairness, Neil mentioned, more importantly, he said all the wedding bands, Cathal Molloy Wedding Band Association. What's happening, Cathal, to all the great wedding bands in the country?
Very difficult time, Joe, for live music and wedding couples in Ireland right now. Look, we've been liaising with the Irish Hotels Federation since the news broke, and when we went to Level 5, where it said no live music, dancing, no novelty acts. In fairness to the Irish Hotels Federation, they were lobbying back to government to get this reconsidered. Sadly, Level 3 came, and Default Ireland updated the guidelines and said no live music, no dancing. But it's questionable at the moment because it's a guideline, and this is where the grey area is for couples. Mm-hmm. The venues will have to inform the couples about this guideline and how it's going to be implemented.
And can you work at the moment anywhere?
Well, weddings have been happening since July. I'm in a wedding band myself, and the Wedding Band Association, 84 great bands. We've all been working, and we've been working on Level 3. We've been working in July with 50 guests. We've been working, and there's no reason why they should just pin this on the live music. It's an attack, really, actually, on the couple, you know, because if you can't have your live music, there has been no identification of COVID.
Well, hang on, Carl, explain that to me. You can work.
Yes. What? So we, under the statutory instruments, which is a law-abiding document from the government, which is updated, signed off by Stephen Donnelly on the 1st of December, it states that wedding professionals can work to fulfil their contract. So we're allowed to go to work, but there is obviously the guidelines that we have to adhere to, and obviously the venues have to adhere to. But there's confusion because there has been weddings in Level 5 with live music. So this is where the grey area is. So so the best thing that can happen now is that we can really, really all get together and push back on this. I did a podcast with Luke O'Neill this morning, and he said this can happen. We can mitigate the virus and still have live music and dancing. It can happen. We have the Wedding Band Association wrote out their own guidelines as far as back as July. So we want to go to work. We think it can happen. There's no explanation from Fáilte Ireland why this guideline was implemented.
But the problem, I presume, when they're saying no, Neil pointed out, they've added in the phrase now, no loud music. But I presume that's to stop dancing and people close contact.
Well, Joe, 25 people at a wedding, most of them know each other. They're going to be with each other from 11 o'clock that day.
That's true, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
So it would be nice to get some answers. But look, I think that if we all come together...
And how many wedding bands are there in the country? Do we know?
There's a lot. And we provide a great service. And
one thing that's great
out about COVID-19 is it just goes to show you how important live music is at a wedding.
Yeah.
It's so important. People are cancelling their weddings now because they can't have their band. And just a message to couples that are far out with February and March and April, just sit tight. Because we can be worried about these guys as well. They're thinking, well, if we're in Level 3 in February, what's going to happen? But we're fighting the couple's corner because the couples are the victim here, Joe. We're all going to get back, right? We're just going to be euphoria.
Yeah,
wedding's going to be great again. But it's very difficult. Yeah, you know, we feel singled out here, Joe. Singled out. The one part of where musicians can go to work was weddings, and now they've taken that away from us.
Okay, and Patricia O'Mahony is in Betty's home. Patricia, you're hit by weddings as well. Tell us, Patricia.
Well, it wasn't we were invited. I'm a hairdressing, and I would have had weddings that were cancelled, you know.
Right.
But like, you're blaming hotels or blaming, it was the government. These were rules to keep us all alive. It's not anybody's fault. I was out of work. We were all out of work. I mean, there were people that had booked their tickets to come across for family weddings, and they would have had to go into isolation here for 2 weeks. So they couldn't come. We also, you know, there's only so many people left at a table of family. But yet I could have been anywhere and my sister could have been anywhere, you know. But, you know, we can't be blaming hotels and we can't be blaming. I mean, we're all, thank God, healthy. I was listening to the nurses there. My sister was a nurse.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we're blaming everybody but the wrong. Well, you know what I mean?
No one should blame hotels. No one's to blame here. Yeah. We should really reiterate that. And it is public health advice. We all want to adhere to it. And that's very important. But live music isn't the responsible area. We're not responsible for COVID transmission.
The chap before you said, you know, oh, the hotels are going to be astronomically priced, they're going to be this, that and the other. I mean, I have girls and guys that come to me too that have hairdressers or have hotels, and they've had to go out of their way to make it, you know, easier for them as well, and they'd be losing money. So there was no gain here but our health. You know, that's the way I look on it. And geez, you can get married, Dick, I mean, I'm sure you'll have your gigs. You'll be backlogged. I mean, I'm booked from now till Christmas. You know, it's a little wind at times.
Okay,
but, you know, at least you're healthy.
Good point.
All right.
Neil, Patricia O'Mahony. Neil and Kellyanne, loads of people wishing you well who know you. I think they were all at that disco that night. Wishing you well, Neil and Kellyanne. So best of luck on the 17th and good health and happiness from there on. And Cathal Molloy, got to meet him all good as well. 5155, one more turn.